Hi, it's me again. So I mentioned that we were going to be distributing the information that we were doing these accessibility recordings, and we've gotten some requests. We even got a request from O5, or so I've heard. Now I don't want to like get your hopes up or anything, but you should be seeing this information coming in sometime soon. I've directed everyone to send it to your email. Obviously, we don't want it coming to mine because I am very busy and I don't want it to get, lost in the shuffle. So you should be expecting those sometime soon if you haven't seen them already. Either way, you're doing a great job. We appreciate you. If you need me, I am going to be in meetings for the next couple hours, so you won't be able to get a hold of me by phone, but you can definitely send me an email and I will respond. All right, bye now.
This is archivist ICS Bertrand, researcher at the SCP Foundation. The following is an audio recording of SCP number 1689 for archival purposes and accessibility compliance. File begins. Item number SCP-1689. Object class Safe. Special containment procedures. SCP-1689 is currently under restricted access in area redacted, medium size artifact storage, compartment redacted. SCP-1689 is to be stored tied shut with its mouth facing upwards at all times. Access is limited to level 3 personnel with the exception of site cooking staff. Exploratory access to SCP-1689-A requires approval from a level 4 personnel. All expeditions must be documented with a complete manifest of equipment and staff to enter. Enzymatic Compound 13 has been developed to aid in exploration of SCP-1689-A. Proposals to establish a mobile site in SCP-1689-A are currently under review. Description: 1689 is a burlap bag of potatoes. In its stable state, SCP-1689 weighs between 40 to 50 kilograms and contains approximately 200 common agricultural potatoes, tubers of Solanum tuberosum. SCP-1689 is made of brown, roughly woven jute. The interior of SCP-1689 is vastly larger than its exterior and is designated SCP-1689-A. SCP-1689-A is a large extra-dimensional space of undetermined volume, measured to be at least 10,000 meters cubed, but believed to be much greater, completely filled with potatoes. Exploration of SCP-1689-A is largely incomplete due to the high degree of obstruction. For more information, please see Addendum 2, Exploration Log 1689-I. When portions of SCP-1689 are empty, nearby potatoes experience an abnormal form of growth characterized by tumor-like bulges emerging and eventually splitting into fully sized, independent potatoes. The rate of growth is roughly exponential with a doubling period of approximately 2 hours. This effect also applies to normal potatoes introduced to SCP-1689, as well as similar edible tubers or roots such as yams and sweet potatoes, although none have been found to occur with an SCP-1689 naturally. Addendum 1689-1. SCP-1689 was discovered from Krasovo, a small village of approximately 200 people in northern Siberia. A Russian official reported on 2nd of June 20 redacted, it's 20 teens at some point, that Krasovo had made no outside contact in 4 decades and had no surrounding farmland. The reports were confiscated and investigated by the Foundation, at which point it was discovered that the village had been using SCP-1689 as its sole food source for well over a century. As a result, the villagers were suffering from extreme calcium and iron deficiencies, and no one in the village was able to recall how they had come into possession of SCP-1689, only that it had been there since before the Reds, and that it was a gift for working hard. SCP-1689 was subsequently transported to Area Redacted, its current location. Addendum 1689-2, currently only one fully equipped expedition into SCP-1689-A has taken place. Authorized personnel may view the mission log of Captain Cameron Wells. Exploration log 1689-I. Opening statement. Exploratory mission 1689-I was scheduled for the 8th of August 20 in the teens, somewhere redacted, with an exploration team of four led by Captain Cameron Wells. The team was informed of their upcoming assignment on the 2nd of August 2010 redacted. For more information, see document Mission 1689-I Equipment Manifest. Mission log. Captain Wells. Day negative 6. They told me today I was going to be leading Frederick, Carlin, and Xander into a sack of potatoes. Okay. Apparently it's bigger on the inside, or it's a pocket dimension, or it's a portal, or something, to somewhere full of potatoes. At this point, nothing surprises me. Oh, and this is supposed to be an official log, so I'm supposed to call them Agents Merrill, Ozels, and Peterson, but no one checks these, so I fucking won't. I'm so sorry, Captain Wells. Unfortunately, I am having to record this. Mission log, Captain Wells, day negative 1. They gave us the rest of our gear and got us ready for tomorrow. The plan is to be there by noon. Labs produced this really cool liquid for us to use. It's some kind of acid or enzyme that dissolves the potatoes into a starchy paste. It mostly drains away, but then some of it sort of hardens to make this nice tunnel sealing. It's actually scary how fast it works, and we have to wear skin protection so it doesn't get on us. With spray nozzles, we can carve our way straight into potatoes. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 0. It was pleasant to find that they had already cleared out a small room on the other side of SCP-1689 made of plywood. It was certainly weird crawling into a bag and coming out in a totally different room, but again, nothing surprises me. We actually didn't see any potatoes right away. Then we opened up the excavation door and, wall of potatoes. Potatoes above, in front, and below. We decided to cut a roughly 2x2 meter tunnel straight forward. Compasses don't work here, but there isn't a very good chance of getting lost because we can always find our way back from the radio signal. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 1. Excavating slow work, we can clear about 30 meters an hour. That sounds glacial, but it's 120 cubic meters of potatoes. That is a kilometer in 2 days if we make good effort. It isn't that hard. Two of us spray, two of us shovel away the goop. Every 100 meters or so, we put up some support beams. Whoever invented this enzyme is a genius. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 2. God, I hate the odor of this stuff. I actually like the smell of potatoes. Because of the enzyme, this place smells like vomit. I'm sick of it already. Fuck. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 5. We accidentally spilled some enzyme on the ground today, and turns out we were only like a meter off this concrete floor. Command's really surprised. This is the first thing other than potatoes they've found. Cool. We decided to just start going on the floor. It's not too inconvenient, and it's nice to have solid footing. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 8. Did you know that the word spud comes from digging with a spade to make the hole you plant them in? Carlin did, and she made sure we all did, too. And then she repeated the word spud to herself all day while we were excavating. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 9. This is hardly even agent work. Why don't they have D-Class doing this? Mission log, Captain Wells, day 11. Tomorrow we're on our own. It's becoming too inefficient to resupply us every few days, so Command's providing us 2 months of MREs and tanks of more than enough enzyme to last that long. If we haven't found anything after that, they say, then the mission will be abandoned. Obviously, we'll still have radio contact. Mission log, day 12. It's nice being alone with the team. At night, it's almost like camping. Yeah, camping in a weird cavern. Made of spuds. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 16. Out of the blue, something interesting happened. We found a wall today. It's made of the same material as the floor. Base floor, not the starch stuff. Concrete. Runs at an angle 20 degrees to our tunnel's perpendicular. Command told us to follow it, as it's not like there's anything else interesting going on. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 19. So, concrete floor, concrete walls. Today, Frederick got thinking, and sure enough, concrete ceiling. The whole time, it's been about 3 meters above us. Which means the whole time, we've been inside of a building. A huge building. If we can map it out, we can probably find the exit and discover where in the world this potato hell is. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 28. Xander says it's potato. What the fuck? How have I not heard him say it until now? It's been 4 weeks, surrounded by potatoes, and he hasn't said the word until now. He's the first person I've met who actually says it like that. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 36. It's been longer since we started following the wall than from the wall to the start. Xander thinks it isn't going anywhere, but Frederick wanted to press on. Command deferred to me and, well, I don't want the last month to be pointless. We'll go for another 3 kilometers at least. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 38. Today we decided to blow a fucking hole in the wall. Carlin had charges in her pack, God knows why, so why not? The wall wasn't going anywhere. We all stood clear and blasted. Took a long time to clear all the mashed potatoes away, but we sure enough created a 3-meter hole. Guess what was on the other side? Potatoes. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 39. We started excavating through the hole we made. Turns out it actually is different outside. It definitely is outside. The ground is dirt and extremely dead grass. That means this thing isn't anywhere on Earth. I guess the building was some kind of gigantic warehouse. We've been hearing these sort of faint rumbles ever since we blew the charges. Xander's starting to go wily about it, but as far as we can tell, nothing's happened. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 43. So how high up do these potatoes go? If we're outside, then there's no vertical clearance. So does it go all the way up to into the atmosphere? Is this whole universe filled with potatoes? So weird thinking we're outside. It doesn't feel any different from being inside the building. It's like we're underground. Well, I guess we are. It's just the ground is made of potatoes. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 44. We found an actual tree. A dead one, surrounded by potatoes, but a tree rooted in the ground, nonetheless. We had to be careful about it, because the enzyme chews it up. We managed to fully uncover it. Its branches were sort of weird, splitting at these perfect 33-degree angles, but overall it looked pretty normal. The lab had me collect a bark sample. Totally made the outside fact real. What is this place? Mission log, Captain Wells, day 48. Xander was worried about the rumbles we'd been hearing, so he turned back to look. Turns out, about 100 meters of our tunnel is caved in. Command didn't know either. They said they'd start digging us out from the other side, and that it was my choice if I wanted to keep excavating. Frederick and Carlin want to continue, so continue we do, listening to Xander complain. I didn't sign up for this shit. Yeah, no shit. Foundation didn't exactly know you were going into the realm of taters when they recruited you. It's not the kind of thing you put in the fine print, just in case. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 51. We keep finding more weird shit. Frederick uncovered this twisted bicycle and got super psyched about it. I knew there had to be humans here before because of the building, but it didn't really occur to me until I saw the bicycle. Jesus. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 55. Fuck, I'm an awful captain. There was another big rumble today, a huge cave-in. We nearly got crushed, but somehow we all managed to take safe refuge under the tree branches. This time we lost contact with command. We could still detect some faint radio transmissions, but it's too staticky for correspondence. Obviously, I made the call to turn back, but we have no idea how bad it is. It could take weeks to get out. Fuck, I should have turned back. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 62. Frederick told us in a way we should have brought an Irishman. I told him he was an asshole. He was chuckling about it all day long. What an absolute prick. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 65. We ran out of food rations today. Xander freaked out and started saying we were going to starve until I told him he was a fucking idiot. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 67. We should have brought a goddamn spice kit. Carlin actually had cooking equipment in her pack, God knows why, so we can prepare the potatoes a couple different ways, but it's still potatoes. My taste buds are starting to shut down. This is going to take forever. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 68. It's too hard to clear out the original tunnels we made. It'll be quicker to just cut straight to the bag anyways. Tomorrow I'll tell my team to just start carving a new tunnel. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 69. Fuck, ran out of enzyme today. Sure, I noticed the supply dwindling, but it doesn't really work to ration it. We just kept using it like normal, and now we're out. Okay, so the good news is, we were inside the building when it happened. That means we can shovel our way out, as there is a ceiling. It's 5 meters from top to bottom, and I can't imagine we could make a tunnel any narrower than 1.5 meters. It's going to be slow, but we should get there. The real digging problem is space. Where are we going to dump the potatoes? Best we can do is about 5 meters behind us, so we have a little bubble of space we just sort of move through the building. It's going to take a long time, but I'm honestly not sure what we'll run out of first. Food is covered, and they've actually got enough water in them. The oxygen is starting to get stale, though. I don't know how much is able to fit in the cracks between the potatoes. I don't even know what I can do for morale. I told everybody that command is probably digging from the other side and is going to find us, but they're all depressed. This was supposed to be a 65-day mission, max. Frederick made a joke about the word tuber. I don't remember exactly what. It was stupid, anyways. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 70. Maybe it's because we were just melting them, but there's something none of us noticed before. Potatoes are real ugly looking. They got these bulges which sort of wiggle and grow slowly. Absolutely disgusting, and they're our only meal. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 71. I hate the smell of potatoes. I'd have the vomit back just for the smell. Fuck. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 72. It's fucking smaller. Our bubble space is smaller. It's because of more fucking potatoes. Our air wasn't precisely dimensioned or anything, but Carlin was the first to mention it when we woke up, and then suddenly it's obvious to everyone. The whole area has shrunk a good 10 cubic meters. What the fuck? Mission log, Captain Wells, day 73. I was paying attention today. Those ugly bulges actually get big, fast. When they get to be the size of a potato, they split off. That's where all of the potatoes are coming from. Our area got even smaller today. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 74. We're running out of space and time. There's barely enough room to work anymore. We're knocking elbows and shoulders while we shovel. Fucking taters, fucking spuds, fucking yams, fucking tubers, fucking roots. I swear, they'll kill me while I'm sleeping and I'll have a potato stuffed down my throat. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 75. All day long, Xander's whining, shut the fuck up. I hate the dark, too. We all hate the dark and the yellow lamps with the brown potatoes and the tasteless food. We all hate it, okay? Okay? It's not like I can yell at the team. I keep them all going. I'm the captain. Captain Wells, potato commander. I keep it together and vent in all of these fucking logs. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 76. I can't breathe. I can't fucking breathe. There's no room to shovel. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Mission log, Captain Wells, day 78. I feel like I'm breathing inside of somebody else's lungs who's already exhaled, so there's nothing but carbon dioxide. No one can even speak while we're working. We're all dead within the week. Death by potatoes. Concluding statement. On the 3rd of November, 2018's redacted, Mission Captain Wells and Agent Ozels, Merrill, and Peterson connected with the secondary excavation team. Although they were suffering from oxygen deficiency and in a deteriorated mental state, all team members fully recovered within weeks. Captain Wells declined to write a post-mission summary. Potato dimension. What the fuck? This has been Archivist Bertrand at the SCP Foundation with the Archival Department. End file. I was gonna have potatoes with dinner tonight. I think I'm gonna have something else. Thank you for listening to SCP Research Archives. SCP number 1689 was written by Llama 66613, as well as the exploration log was also written by Llama 66613. I'm citing both of these separately because they were separate pages. All SCP content is shared under Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license. theme song is Night of Chaos by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license. All sound effects are from freesound.org. Bertrand is played by me. And the Archives Director is played by Redacted. As an Irish person... I'm sorry, that was the only joke I could think to make there. But as an Irish person... I'm done now, bye.